Newsmaker 2.
Newsmaker 2 time on a Tuesday, brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell fills the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KBOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. 8:27 on this Tuesday morning, a Newsmaker 2 time, and we say good morning to Angie Dowell. And Angie is the chairperson of Lebo's annual holiday event. Angie, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Tis the season indeed, Angie. Of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. And then, I guess with like the flip of a switch, we get into full-blown holiday shopping mode. And boy, as far as shopping and celebrating and getting ready for Christmas, you guys are going to do it right this Saturday in Lebo, it sounds like.
We're trying to. We're trying to make it a little bit bigger each and every year. Amanda Hopkins put together some wonderful extra things this year. And we've had the pancake feed in Lebo for the last, honestly, I couldn't tell you, it's probably been at least the last three or four. We've had the craft fair going on for at least eight. And so we're just trying to expand it a little each year and make it an all-day thing.
Well, so you have a full day coming up on Saturday, and you kind of hinted at it. It sounds like things get started with the pancake breakfast Saturday morning in the high school commons area. Maybe run through the rest of the schedule for Saturday.
So we'll start at 8:30, and we'll go from 8:30 to 10 with the pancake breakfast in the high school commons area. And it's open to everyone. Santa will be there. There'll be cookie decorating and a little bit extra stuff for the kids. And then from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the small gym at the school, there'll be a craft fair. We have over 20 vendors this year with anything from jewelry to clothes to stem cell kits and skincare. And then from 10 a.m. to noon, they're going to show the movie The Grinch in the big gym at the high school. And from 11:30 to 1 p.m. in the commons area at the school, they'll be having a chili cook-off. From 5 to 6, they're going to do a lighting of the downtown lights, and they'll have Christmas carols with the junior high and high school bands, and they'll be serving hot chocolate. And from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m., they'll be at the American Legion downtown Lebo for adult reindeer games.
Angie, this has been obviously quite the endeavor to get this year's lineup set. And you said, obviously, that you're trying to do something a little bit new and different every year so you can fill out the schedule. What's gone into getting this year's schedule to this point where you've gotten pretty much most of the day full?
Amanda Hopkins really was the driving force behind a lot of it. You know, Christmas has always been a big deal in Lebo. A few years back, we had a little boy who was sick, and in September, we did Christmas in September just for him because Christmas was his favorite. So we try to bring back the magic of being a kid for the adults.
Boy, that's a good way to put it. How many people, you mentioned here, kind of your driving force, but how many people have been involved here with the effort here so far this year, at least in some capacity? I'm assuming you got quite a fair contingent of Lebo residents and area residents that are helping out.
It's a lot of it is, I believe, Amanda would know better, the PTO in at the school. So the pancake feed does, I believe it is a PTO fundraiser to be able to do some things at the school. And I believe they're also the ones putting on the movie for the kids. Amanda is one of the most active and biggest cheerleaders we have for the town of Lebo. Mm-hmm. And she really wants us to shine in a sense. You know, she just wants to bring back the magic of being a kid and make it really a full day here in Lebo where people can come in the morning and spend all day. We'll have a food truck downtown for lunchtime, so you know it covered. We've got two of your three meals covered for the whole day. So
there you go, and that's what Big B's Barbecue, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is. It'll be Deb and Brad.
Angie Dowell, chairperson for Lebo's annual holiday event, on our Newsmaker 2 here this morning with their big day coming up on Saturday and events all through the day. The pancake breakfast kind of kicks things off, 8:30 to 10 in the high school commons area, but the Jingle All the Way craft fair, they'll be showing the movie Grinch, chili cook-off, of course the lighting ceremony, and even some adult reindeer games to cap the evening off part of the day. I know, Angie, we talk about it all the time here, but, you know, supporting local businesses and shopping local and things like that, very important. And to have an event where you can get some local vendors and kind of highlight some local businesses and maybe encourage people to spend their holiday shopping money right there in Lebo, how important is that?
It's always been very important to me to, you know, support your smaller businesses. They try harder. Their customer service in general is usually 100 times better than you can find anywhere else. But the last couple years, with all that's been going on in the world, I think it's more important than ever to shop small businesses. Some of them are just holding on, and they just need the extra. And I think, in all honesty, if you give small businesses a chance, you'll find out that you really do love to shop small businesses.
How's the atmosphere in Lebo leading up to the big activities here this weekend?
Wonderful.
Well said.
Things have been running so smoothly over here. It is, it's kind of almost as though we're in our own little world, and it's just running perfectly.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. I am often in my own little world, Angie. So
I live in my own little world. Yeah. So
and I can tell you that when I am fully in my own little world, things are just about perfect. So I can completely understand where you're coming from with that. So anything else we need to cover before we let you go?
Nope. I think we've covered it just about perfectly.
Well, it sounds like bring an appetite and bring a shopping list and come ready to have some fun Saturday in Lebo, right?
Yes, we've added a lot of new faces to the craft fair, some I've never even met before. So it's going to be a fun day.
There you go. I was your list, it says a little bit of everything from candles and clothing, jewelry, salsas, jellies, STEM kits. You know,
yep.
Something educational even for the kids. So all kinds of stuff. And as you mentioned, we have pancake breakfast in the morning, but we have Big B's Barbecue food truck out there. And there's going to be a movie and a chili cook-off. Something tells me you might be able to get something to eat at that.
And they're trying to do the movie during the craft fair so that the parents can, they'll have some high school girls in there for the movie part. So if your kids are older, you can leave them in and go shop.
Very nice. Very nice.
Kind of kill two birds with one stone. You get a little mini break from your children, and you get to go socialize with some adults.
Is there anywhere where people can go to kind of see a schedule of events or maybe a number they can call if they have any questions or need some information, Angie?
I do have an event for the craft fair posted on Facebook. If they look for Jingle All the Way on Facebook events, I'm going to post later today at a full rundown of the events for the day.
Okay, so find you guys on Facebook and be ready to go this Saturday.
Yep, that would be perfect.
All awesome. Right. Thank you, Angie.
You have a good day.
All right, you too. Angie Dowd, chairperson for Lebo's holiday event and full day of festivities and activities coming up on Saturday in Lebo, Chuck.
Yeah, great stuff there. Want to let you know that our interview schedule is busy tomorrow as well in the 8 o'clock hour. We're also talking about holiday items, but we'll be here in Emporia as Bob Bernheide talks about the opening of the Flint Hills Optimist Christmas Tree Lot fundraiser, which is going to be taking place Friday. And then also here in the 8:40 time slot, Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan will join us tomorrow morning as he makes his biweekly appearance. So the interviews continue leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
All right, very good. Very good indeed. Thank you, Chuck. Newsmaker 2 today brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th Avenue. 837 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local as we continue through the 8 o'clock hour here on this 23rd day of November. We will get to local headlines in a moment.